Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, is this thing still worked? It still work? Whoa, what is up? It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast, December 3rd, 2014. It's been a few days. I realize that. Last show being the day before Thanksgiving, or was it? No, it was actually Thanksgiving Day. It was actually that funny Thanksgiving story about mom leaving the turkey in the oven and us having to go to the scrapyard the night before Thanksgiving to dig it out. I remember that show. Hey, a big shout out. Apologize for the little gap. I was over across the pond in London. I just got back late Monday night, which was the night before last night. And yesterday I was running around. Had to go see my baby girl, Susan, who was just transported to Cincinnati Children's Hospital while I was away. So just for those of you, number one, let me just give a station identification. If you're just tuning in, my name's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday podcast. Gave my boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. I was frustrated. I was fat and out of shape and broke and broken and all that funky stuff when you go to a job you don't want to do every day. Making 100 grand a year, but hating everything about my life. So I quit, went broke, went bankrupt, bought a business. And then, and only then, did I launch EverydaySaturday.com and speak now around the world like London. Tomorrow I fly out at 7 a.m. from the Dayton Airport on my way to Palm Springs, California, speaking there Friday. And then the last trip of the year for me is the following weekend. I'll be in Orlando, Florida, speaking at an event there as well. So that kind of brings you up to speed what's going on. And then this year, August 17th, we had a baby girl, Susan, the miracle baby, born at 24 weeks. She weighed 1 pound at birth. Now she's at 6.5 pounds. She's been in the neonatal ICU unit for 107 days. And when I arrived back in the States, I just cleared customs from London. It was right, I don't know, maybe around 5:30 or so. The flight from London leaves around 1 o'clock London time, gets in around 5:30 Eastern time, 5 o'clock or so. It's about a 10-hour flight, 9-hour flight, something like that. You lose, you gain actually your 5 hours back because the U.S. is 5 hours behind London, at least Eastern time is. And so when I arrived in Atlanta, I cleared customs, turned my phone back on, and I had a text message from my wife that Susan was being transported to Cincinnati Children's Hospital from the University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where she's been since the day she was born. And that's big news. I mean, that is really, really big news. I don't know if it's not really good news or bad news. It's just big news that the place that she spent every day of her life so far, battling and fighting to, you know, stave off all of these different landmines. And she's doing just fabulous. I mean, once we get this lung issue figured out, she'll be able to come home. But right now, she's still, you know, struggled with her lung development. She has chronic lung disease. So they'll get it figured out. But anyway, I had a text, and they said, my wife said they're moving Susan today, at like in 10 minutes from when she was sending me that text. And I was sad. I was sad because I don't know. We're definitely not going to be able to say goodbye to everybody on the entire staff that's cared for our daughter since that day she was born, not thinking she would ever live very long. I mean, look, I just tell the truth on the show. If it's your first time listening, we tell the truth. All right, this is we don't sugarcoat anything, right, wrong, good, or bad. And she wasn't given very good odds at all. And even myself, being the eternal optimist, you know, you have to have a side for being the realist as well. But anyway, staff did a great job, and they have cared for that girl. I mean, her nurses and the doctors, and we're not going to be able to say goodbye to everybody. And boy, I had a pit in my stomach like you wouldn't believe. I just got very sad, very emotional. My wife, I could tell when she was texting me, she was emotional. And now we have a brand new staff to get used to over at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. They have Susan over there to evaluate her now for her need to possibly get a tracheotomy and to help open up her airway so she can breathe better, get more oxygen to her lungs. And so we got a lot going on. And through all of this, I managed to travel, you know, 5,000 miles away to speak on Sunday in London. It was an amazing event. I'll talk more about that in a couple of shows today as well. I'll talk a little bit about the trip over there. But mainly, you know, my journey started last Thursday. It was Thanksgiving Day here in the U.S. It's the day that we give thanks and for everything that we have. I don't know why every day just can't be Thanksgiving, but hopefully it is where you are. And so it was, you know, some people have said, actually said, hey, Sam, what are you doing traveling on a holiday? I thought you were the family guy. Hey, look, here's the deal, dude, okay? I spend more time with my kids than anybody I know. Anybody. I mean, times 10, times 110, okay? No dad spends more time with their kids than I do because I work from home. I see them all summer. We go to Kings Island Amusement Park every day. We travel all the time in the summertime, go to pools, all these different things. And in the winter, in the school year, I drive them to school and pick them up. So, yeah, I see my kids all the time. So leaving on Thanksgiving, being honest, it ain't a big deal, all right? We had Thanksgiving dinner the night before because obviously I knew I was going to London on Thanksgiving night. And it was great, man. We had Thanksgiving dinner as a family, and then our pastor of our church hosted Angela, my wife, and the kids for Thanksgiving dinner that night while I flew out. And it was a little bittersweet because, you know, you do get festive. It's the holiday season here in the U.S. Our faith, I'm a Christian, so we celebrate Christmas here as well, December 25th. It's just a big deal, you know. So when you do, you know you're leaving on a holiday. I don't want to be an idiot and say, every day just seemed like it's not another day. But it was okay to head on out. I flew to Atlanta, and then from Atlanta I took the international flight, leaves around 7:30 at night from Atlanta, gets in around 8:30 the next day in London. And it was tough saying goodbye to the kids on a holiday. Those of you that travel or have traveled, you know how difficult that is with family to say goodbye and then add a little bit more to that. The holidays, it is a little bit more difficult. But when you have an opportunity waiting for you, you know, doing what you really love to do, it's okay. And your family gets it. It's not like your family's like, oh, my God, you're abandoning me. What kind of a father? What kind of a mother are you to be? And look, I mean, kids are smart. They understand. This is what dad does. Doesn't do it a lot. Last time I traveled was September, so that would have been a few months ago. And prior to that, I'm not so sure I even remember when I traveled without the family this year. I'm sure it was a couple times, but not that. Point being, I'm not like George Clooney in the movie Up and Away, okay? It's not like I'm the million miler flying Delta. So it's interesting. It's an interesting lifestyle when you don't have a quote-unquote job and you have a business and you get to control your schedule. There's going to be times where you work on what's considered a traditional holiday. Maybe you do work on Thanksgiving. Maybe you do work on Christmas. But here's the difference. And I want to end just this particular podcast with this thought, and I'll get more into what London was like and all the great stuff that happened. All the great people that I met. You know, they had three main contingency there, the German, the Polish, the Italian, and people from London. So it was four main nationalities there. Just a very diverse, energetic group of entrepreneurs. But let me just end with this thought, this show, then we'll pick it back up on the next one. When you control your schedule, when you're the one that puts the X over the date when you're traveling, it's a lot different than when the boss tells you, you're going to be here. The last week I needed you there, and you're going to get there, and you get there, and we got to get some stuff done. Right? Look, somebody tells me what to do, I'm not doing it. It's really that simple, okay? You tell me what to do, I'm not doing it. I get to vote on what I want to do, I'm happy to do it. And when you're an entrepreneur, you get to vote every day. You wake up, and you're going to vote. You're going to say, I'm going to do a great job today. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to build great value, great content. I'm going to make a lot of money, too. Nothing wrong with that, but that's the byproduct, remember, of the value that you create. So when you make the schedule, schedule's awesome. Traveling on holidays, no problem. Everybody understands. I get it. No one's telling me to do it. I'm doing it because I really want to, and I really do want to. Someone else tells me what to do? Yeah, not so much. And we're not going to have a really good relationship. Matter of fact, I'm going to quit. So good luck to you with that. But I'm surprised more and more bosses don't understand that, because I still see it happening in the corporate world where boss comes in, doesn't matter, male, female, young, old, doesn't matter. They come with this idea that, well, this is my initiative. This is my, like, you're done. You're done. As soon as you start using the words my and I and all that stuff, you're done, okay? Nobody's going to buy into that crap. And there's a delicate the other side of it is you don't want to give, you know, the inmates control of the asylum. You know, you don't want the tail wagging the dog and having people telling you what's going on. That's why it's so much better being a solopreneur. I'm not even saying entrepreneur. I'm saying solopreneur. You work for yourself, outsource what you need to get done, hire contractors on the outside, whatever you got to do, 1099 them here in the U.S. and things like that. And you control the destiny, man. You're the captain of the ship. It's a very, very powerful feeling and a huge sense of gratitude when you do have success, which you're going to have, that comes with that, man. I'm telling you, there is nothing like it. So as I flew out on Thanksgiving, I was a little sad because I wasn't with the kids. I knew they'd be decorating the tree, or at least putting the tree up. That's a whole different story. I may not even get it to. I had to decorate that last night. Figure that one out. But it's so much better when you're in control. So I'll be back on the next show. Talk a little bit more about London. All right, Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.